Yes, we're backstage with Chris DeVinny. Wow, that was so exciting.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
This project has been so long in the making. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, just elated. You know, it's that it finally came to fruition, is finally here, and just excited to be able to bring this project to our audience and to my colleagues. And so far, they've all been very supportive.
And so we've talked before about how this came to be because you're a Pat Metheny fan, and these three pieces in particular sounded symphonic to you.
Yes, yes, exactly. The synthesized textures that he utilized on the recording lots of times sounded like brass and strings and woodwinds even. And so I basically just imagined what would it be like if those acoustic instruments played those textures.
So how did you decide on vibraphone and marimba?
These two instruments to me complement each other really well. The vibraphone, the bars being made of metal and has a sustained quality to it that the marimba doesn't. They're two completely different tone colors and two different ranges. The marimba is 5 octaves. The vibraphone is only 3 octaves though. So those two instruments just really complement each other very well. That's not something original that I did. That's actually something that's been around for a number of years. Different duos have utilized those instruments together.
And it's interesting because you face each other on the stage. In fact, you're facing away from the conductor.
Yeah. I mean, I look over my shoulder at times just to check in with Bramwell, but I know the piece pretty well, so I don't really need to be looking all the time.
So what lines did you give the vibraphone and marimba, and how did they work together? Often they seem to be playing the same melody.
Sometimes they are, yes. And during what I would call the solo sections of each of the movements, that's where they'll split. Those two voices will split. Oftentimes, if it was a piano solo, I literally used one instrument as a left-hand accompaniment, we say comp, a comp hand, and the other instrument as the melodic line that's adjoining that accompaniment. And so I just split the voices that way.
And then you have the mallet cat in the third movement playing the synthetic guitar.
Yes, the MIDI-controlled instrument. I have a sound file that I developed with a sound engineer to come up with as close as I could get to what Pat Metheny has as a signature guitar synthesizer sound. And so this is kind of like my homage to him. I wanted it to be different than anything else in the rest of the piece.
There are also so many other instruments involved in this piece. Just the number of people on stage is large.
Up front, yes. We have two tenors that are also providing vocals, which is an element within the Pat Metheny group oftentimes. And we have a full rhythm section with guitar, bass, drums, piano. So the piece literally expands and contracts accordingly, down to a rhythm section with the two soloists, vibraphone and marimba, all the way to full orchestra. And that's one element that I really like about it, I was eager to try to capture. Full orchestra down to, you know, incredibly soft strings whispering amongst a rhythm section that's playing.
Well, I noticed in the program, I counted 27 percussion instruments.
Yeah, there's a lot of different effects that I just tried out, essentially, that weren't necessarily on Pat's recording. But I thought, well, we can still utilize these effects at times.
Any particularly unusual instruments?
Oh, a couple of them. The beginning of the second movement starts with it's a thunder drum is what it's marketed as. It's basically a single-headed drum with a spring coil sticking out of the head, and you wave it, and the spring coil essentially kind of makes a rumbling, thunderous kind of sound. And for a movement that's entitled Across the Sky, that seemed to me kind of like a way to introduce the piece in a kind of an approaching storm, or maybe a passing storm that just happened. I mean, you know, leave that up to the listener, but, you know, something that was a little bit more ethereal and would just add as a special effect to start the piece.
It sounds like you were having a lot of fun playing with this.
I was. Yeah, I had a lot of fun today. It was great to finally get to a point where all of that work could be heard, you know.
And what you heard in the middle of it all, was it anything close to what you had imagined?
Pretty close. I mean, in my head, of course, I hear the recording, and not everything translates from a recording directly to a live ensemble like this, particularly when a live ensemble such as a large orchestra did not actually record the original music. But it's pretty close, and it's very fulfilling to finally realize or get to hear what I realized in my head, at least.
It's great because, as we talked before, music can give rise to new music and different sounds that give rise to more sounds. And this seems to be an evolution of music that you love.
Yeah, I mean, this is essentially, I'm getting back to the whole purpose of why the project was started. It was basically to draw attention to someone who I feel is very important in the American music scene, Pat Metheny, and he's just a real hero of mine, I think.
Well, it's a very exciting project, and as you say, it gives people who might be familiar with the orchestral repertoire a sense of Pat Metheny, people who are Pat Metheny fans who don't really know the orchestral repertoire a sense of what the orchestra can do.
Right.
And also, percussion itself, some people may think percussion is mostly rhythm, and this shows this wonderful, rich, melodic side.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that I love about playing percussion is it's actually multifaceted, more than people might think. There is a rhythmic element, of course, but there's a melodic element, too, that sometimes is underutilized, and I definitely wanted to take advantage of that by having and featuring the vibraphone and marimba up front.
Well, great. Thank you so much. Chris DeVinny, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.